Fred Film Radio from Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Berlin International Film Festival. I'm glad to welcome back Fred, Artistic Director Carlo Chatrian.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being with us again. So, Carlo, I want to start with what the Berlinale has made very clear, that film festivals provide a space for artistic expression and enable peaceful dialogue. So is this edition more than ever dedicated to intercultural understanding through arts, through film?
Well, I think this is not only necessary, but it's extremely timely these times. Everywhere in the world, societies are very polarized. Festivals are gathering places, but also place for exchange. And speaking about the films we have selected, they represent the variety of the world, the diversity of the colors of the world. And of course, we want these stories, these films to sparkle discussion, to hopefully help people to understand each other better. So yes, it is more than ever something that we want to put at the center of our festival.
In the press dossier, you wrote, the moving images of this festival are precious, like a forest facing extinction. So I wanted to ask you, what is the mission of Berlin Film Festival then, and what does its film selection says about the role cinema plays in our lives today?
It's a big question, Chiara, to answer in a few words. Festivals are a place for collective experience, and I would start with that. I think especially nowadays, in the kind of life we are all living, composed by little or bigger, but never as big as a festival bubble, we need to share time and emotion together. So this is for sure right now, especially for a film festival like Berlin, which is a public film festival, not only a festival for professionals, one of our main tasks, one of our main goals. Then hopefully through the selection we will also unveil that the fact that a story can be told in many ways, that there is there are many ways to make a film, to show and testify the variety of the spectrum in cinema, which is also something very relevant, because we are more and more used to see the same images, the same the same packaged images. Yes. And the films that play in our festival are the opposite. They ask the viewer to do a job, they ask some time, they entertain, they are not boring stories, but they do a different job, and they ask the viewer to do a different job. And this, I think, is very relevant. If cinema is the art that represents the human being, I think that more than ever we need films to understand who we are and where hopefully we will go.
It struck me to say that we still live in a world where choosing a woman, in this case an actress, as president of a competition jury is still, let's say, something extraordinary or something to talk about. So I wanted to know, how did you start the dialogue with Lupita Nyong'o, and what do you expect from her work as president?
Well, Lupita Nyong'o is extraordinary, not because she is a woman, but because she's a great artist, and she is a multifaceted artist. She is an actor, a writer, a producer. She's very engaged in many aspects that are dear to us. She is at the image of the festival. She speaks many languages. She has a plural identity. So there are many reasons why we thought that she would be the best option for our next edition. And then the exchange we had with her made us aware that she was also very happy about our proposal.
And talking about great artists, what can you tell us about the choice of paying homage to Edgar Wright and Martin Scorsese, two masters of world cinema?
Well, it's I mean, it's kind of an obvious choice. Yeah. For Martin Scorsese, it goes without word. He's a good friend of the festival. He's been here several times. He is not only one of the greatest filmmakers of all time, and for sure one of the most influential in contemporary cinema, but also is one of the most cultivated cinephile. He is engaged in preserving the memory, the history of cinema, the memory of the history of cinema. He is a great advocate for young filmmakers. So he really represents many elements that are relevant in the festival. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the fact that Killers is still running was a good a good way for us to ask him to come to the festival. And more or less the same reasons motivated us in having Edgar Wright as the recipient of our Berlinale camera. For me, and hopefully it's not only my case, the Heimat project, it's something very relevant. It's something that surprises me when I watch it at the cinema. I watch first the second and it's Zweite Heimat and then the first one, not only because of the project but because of the depth of each films. Now we are so used to with the series, but Heimat is something unique and was unique, was really something completely unexpected at that time. And I think it's also a filmmaker and an artist that need to be rediscovered in Germany, mm-hmm. not only. So there is also that element. Yeah. For us, these great masters represent also the importance of knowing and paying respect to the history of cinema, an history that is still ongoing, because also Edgar Wright will come with a new film that he has done upon a documentary shot 56 years ago. So it's really time at work.
One last question, maybe inevitable. How are you living and preparing this last edition as artistic director, and what do you hope for the Berlinale in the future?
Well, the next edition still have to start, so I'm focusing in enjoying it, in making the best out of it, in supporting the films, the filmmakers, the actor that will be at the festival, and that's my main focus. For the future of Berlinale, we are happy that we are confident that it will be a shining future. We leave a festival in a good balance in terms of finance. I think that in terms of curatorial elements, the festival has proved to be a great platform for established filmmakers and upcoming ones. I think these four editions and the fifth we are about to start are in line with the history of a great film festival. So I have no doubt that Berlinale will stay one of the biggest events in the film festival landscape.
Thank you so much, Carlo Chatrian, and good luck for the 74th Berlin International Film Festival. We will be there, so thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, and enjoy the festival.
And we've been talking to Carlo Chatrian, Artistic Director of the 74th Berlin International Film Festival. This is Chiara Nicoletti for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED, 24/7 on FRED FM and smartphone app.